Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Bad Neighbor. I have a bad neighbor. Bad, that is, for himself. For me, though, he is good. He exercises my powers of fairness and sociability. Epictetus. One of the things that I like about Epictetus is that he has a pretty good sense of humor. And in this quote, we can see that come through as he talks about how to deal with difficult people. Have you ever had a neighbor that seemed to go out of his way to be a pain in the ass? Maybe he's the kind who would mow his lawn at 7:30 on Sunday morning, as if he knew that you were recovering from a hangover. Maybe he's the kind that calls the police if your dog sets a single step on his yard. Whatever it is, we've all had those bad neighbors that we simply wish would move away. And when you try to deal with people like this, how do you handle it? Do you let them get you riled up? Do you take the bait when he tries to push your buttons? How do you deal with people that seem to get a kind of pleasure out of getting a rise out of others? The thing is you should deal with them as you would with any other thing outside of yourself. Remember, events and circumstances are things outside of yourself and outside of your control that simply happen. They're not good or bad. They simply are. You are the one that decides whether you want to view them as good or bad. So you always have the choice of how you want to react to them. And in this case, we see that Epictetus decides that he's going to view his neighbor as somebody that he can practice his powers of fairness and being sociable, denying his bad neighbor the pleasure of getting him riled up. The other thing that I took from this quote is that most people who act deliberately to push other people's buttons are usually pretty unhappy themselves. I know for me there have been times where somebody was really trying to get a rise out of me, and once I noticed what they were doing, I decided to take a step back, and I started to wonder, what was so wrong with their own lives that they would want to put so much energy into something so negative? And in doing so, it kind of made me feel some compassion for them, that they would be so unhappy in their own lives that they would waste time on making a fuss over things that, in my opinion, seem fairly trivial. So the next time you have one of those neighbors, see if you can use them as somebody to practice your skills of patience and fairness. Look over at their yard and say, challenge accepted. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the coffee house at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.